Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. TM Hyman Radio. It's the Social Lab. TM Hyman Radio Live. Decision 2020. It's a special election day coverage inside the Social Lab. Of course, it is too early to call it, but it looks like Biden is up right now in North Carolina by 51%. Looks like 169,000 votes are in right now. Ohio, Bio is ahead 53%. Again, looks like about 281,793. In Pennsylvania, Biden is ahead right now. Again, it's too close, too early to call, right? But Biden has about 353,000. That's 66%. And guess what, y'all? In Texas, it looks like Biden is screeching it out right now ahead. Too early to call. But, folks, I think somebody's getting fired tonight. And it won't be Dr. Fauci. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, hanging out is Madam C. Lo Boston. Biden ahead in Charlotte.
Yes.
Definitely in Charlotte. How were you feeling last night?
I'm telling you, because people are tired of, I'm telling you, the economy and coronavirus, I really feel like, are the main things that are pushing it and that are flipping it, just based off of how Trump handled the virus and how he's handled the economy. How can you put people on hold for help when you know they're in need, you know, on both ends? So, I think those are the two things that it came down to, period, in the essence of flipping a state. Trump's down to the economy and corona.
Looks like Trump is ahead in Florida. Looks like Trump is ahead in Virginia. Trump is ahead in Georgia, as predicted, right? I mean, these are states that are, traditionally Republican states, and I don't think anyone thought that Florida was going to be flipped. We had Chioma from St. Petersburg, Florida, on last night, and she talked about it being pretty much a clear path for Trump,
right?
Just based on her everyday, goings. Trump is everywhere, is what she said.
He is
last
everywhere.
Night in Florida. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Corona is certainly the topic of the day. I totally agree. This is a referendum on the president and how he's handled the coronavirus and really how he has continued to dismiss and handle the coronavirus really over the last few weeks and specifically over the last few days. I mean, 10 rallies here recently in the last few days. Unbelievable. 10 rallies with the trail of corona following down behind him as he crisscrossed the East Coast.
Like Linus on Charlie Brown. Just got the little dirt thing going but right behind him. Hey, he got it right along. Dirt dauber.
Super spreader events for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you for stepping up in America. Thank you for making history. It looks like Joe Biden is leading in New Jersey, although, again, it's too early to call. Looks like Arkansas is for Trump tonight.
Right.
Folks,
and this, and then you have to also take into account, like, the places that we're not going to get, you know, the immediate response from that, you know, people would like to get, like from Pennsylvania and was it from Minnesota? And I think it was Arizona was the other state. Because they're, you know, still counting, would still be counting out ballots.
But they keep talking about this blue wall. They keep talking about this blue wall. And what the blue wall is a wall of states. And ultimately, if Biden is able to hold on to this blue wall of states, which I think ultimately is, you know, California and states, you know, in that particular area. I think it's the entire West Coast, it seems, is typically the blue wall. If they can hold on to that, as well as I think there are some states on the East Coast that we're trying to hold on to. Folks, as of right now, when it comes to the Electoral College, we are aiming at 270. That's exactly what President Trump and Biden is trying to accomplish tonight, acquiring 270 votes. As of right now, Trump has collected 48. Excuse me, and Biden has 43. We're talking about the Electoral College points. Currently, Trump has 48, and Biden has 73 of those Electoral College points. We shall see what tonight brings. What is your key issue? What's the key issue for you in this election tonight?
Am I being honest? I'm
going to
be honest.
We're only honest here.
I'm gonna be honest and say I don't have a key issue with this election, just for the simple fact that what we're dealing with is something that we as a society haven't dealt with what resources. Like, we've never had the resources that we had before, another pandemic. We're in a different place where it's like either way it goes, regardless of who wins, right, there's still a mess to be cleaned up. We're still going to be in the middle of it.
Absolutely.
Trying to clean it up and move forward as a country. So I could say that it's economic for me. I could say it's healthcare, but it's like everything that takes for us to live every day is on the forefront of all of our minds, because we're all trying to make it. We're all feeling the same anxiety regardless of what economic background we come from. Everybody is on edge. And we're going to have to work through that regardless of who wins.
Sure.
For me, there was no one particular thing for tonight. It's where do we go from here as a country, regardless of who wins.
Where do we go from here? Absolutely. That's the question of the hour. Regardless of who is elected in this process, where do we go? Because clearly we are divided as a nation. And we have a multitude of issues to navigate through, to your point. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, just a little recap of what we have here. It looks like Biden currently has 73 electoral votes. Trump has 48 electoral votes. It's way too early to call, but it's leading in Pennsylvania. Looks like Biden has taken New York, Ohio, North Carolina. It looks like Trump has Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and the votes are continuing to come in. A multitude of polls closed at 9 o'clock. We had the first polls closed at 7, and many polls will not close until around 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's 9 o'clock out there on the West Coast. 12 o'clock, I think, ultimately, which will be 9 o'clock on the West Coast for us here. Trump on the east, not on the west, for those who are
and
confused.
And Trump seems to have gotten North Dakota and South Dakota. And Nebraska is kind of split up. Like, yeah, this, and then we still have to wait for the West Coast. Like, so this is going to be an all-night process. This is probably how people ended up not going to work the next day, waiting for California to come in, because their polls don't close till 11 our time on the East Coast, Eastern Standard Time. So it's like, what, 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. there and 11 p.m. here. So, yeah.
Yeah, I thought some polls closed at 9. A lot of ours closed at 9. So I'm not sure whether it's 7, 8, or 9, to be honest, out there.
It's crazy because some places here that were scheduled to close at 7, some places extended their time to 7:30, 8, a little after 8. They did not state why they were doing that, but I'm glad that they did. I'm only assuming that for that reason, that, 8 o'clock our time, 11 o'clock their time would be what, 8 o'clock our time, right? That's not
absolutely
right. Wait a minute. Oh, no, 11 o'clock our time is 8 o'clock your time.
Folks,
yeah, okay.
If you are on the West Coast, you know what time the polls close, and that's all that matters. Listen, it's Decision 2020. This is special election day coverage. Well over 100 million people have voted here in the United States tonight. And as of right now, Biden has 73 electoral votes. Trump has 48 electoral votes. Biden is leading in Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, North Carolina. All of the states that the Democrats were looking to hold down. But folks, again, it's too early to call. Hey, jump on it. We want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. Other lines. Hey, let's go to the phones. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Welcome to Social Lab.
Brat. Save James. You nigga was good.
Yeah, brother. Boy.
Brother. What's good, brother? Say James,
man.
Calling out of New York, the state of New York. Say,
what's good, boss?
What's happening in the state of New York right now, man? It looks like Biden is leading, although we know it's too early to call.
Nah, Biden bagged that one. CNN just already claimed that. Biden bagged that one. It's kind of like what I was saying before to, like, on the other show that I do. Shout out to Transmitting Live from Mars. The shameless plug, you guys can tune in. There's no competition. It's all love over here, Mondays and Wednesdays, 9 o'clock,
family.
Block Talk Radio.
Family, absolutely.
There's family right here. Family ties, family bond. Me and Terrence, little backdrop for those that's listening, hear my voice. Me, Terrence, Boston, Gina, and a couple other family. We had a show together. We do still how we do. So Transmitting Live from Mars was kind of like a birthing of Terrence Hyman Radio Live. So TM Hyman Radio Live. So it's all love on this part. But to answer the question, New York, like I said, is in the bag. As far as for Biden, we already knew that the state was going blue. That was needless to say. It's showing that just on the before I walked in my room, it was showing that Ohio is still in Biden's favor right now with more than 50% of the votes in. So that's if the numbers game is what what moves you, then. This is the place to be tonight. But I'll say this. I don't know if you guys are going to break, but I have thought, my own personal set of thoughts on the election and the process and, just the whole storyline leading up to
it. Let's get into it.
Okay, all right. See, I didn't know where you guys were. I didn't want to impose on the structure.
Oh, it's straight combo, brother.
Yeah,
it's straight combo.
Like, okay.
Not like very little entertainment for us right now.
Yes.
Me, as far as I'm concerned, I'm just on some, you know, F them both at this point. I voted today. I did vote today. And
congratulations,
I
my
did
brother.
That. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to, I want to see if the plan that is being harped on actually plays out as is being delegated to us. You understand what I'm saying? So
can you tell us
I'm
whose plan? I mean, we transparent. I don't want to operate in no gray right now in this conversation.
Okay.
Whose plan are you looking to see carry out?
Anybody's. Anybody's. That's where I'm at with it. I'm with the upliftment and the fulfillment of a promise given to all Americans in America finally to come to black
all
people.
Americans.
Okay. The Constitution was written for life, liberty, and justice for all in the pursuit of happiness.
That's right.
That has not been the story for us. It's for going on 500 years now. So
correct.
My whole thing is the question I ask people is, can you tell me one president in the history of the United States that has got into office and say, you know what? These niggas done suffered enough. Let me do something for them instead of naming a street after a fallen martyr or an example that was made or naming a plaza after somebody who fell victim to the fabrics of this society and of this country. What are they name me one president that said, you know what? Let me at least make them five fifths of the human being in the Constitution.
I'm really reaching.
There is no president that
fact.
You can say that pushed us to the front of the line, ever.
No,
even
the closest would have been JFK.
But what happened to him? What happened
right.
to him?
Oh, absolutely dead.
Right.
Dead on arrival. Absolutely.
Right.
What happened to him?
Right.
Okay, so. Even I make this example that even the Japanese American families that were survivors of Nagasaki and Hiroshima got checks and a formal apology of up to $20,000 from this great country saying, yeah, what we did was wrong to your peoples, but here, hold this, and y'all, we'll give you some tax breaks and some programs for you to bring your people over here and start taking up these black people's neighborhoods.
Right.
Even they got an opportunity to get done. The Native Americans, of course, who should have got the ultimate apology for being genocide, you know, saying genocidally taken off of the face of this country.
Oh, right.
You okay? So they got something back. It doesn't amount to what the end game was, but they got something back. Okay, the Jews got something from America when Germany has been paying them for over 50 years, billions of dollars. What's up with us? What president, the most we got was Clinton apologizing to the fames of the Tuskegee Airmen for being syphilis guinea pigs. That's the most we got.
Well, you also have to take into consideration, too, that, I mean, it didn't take until the mid to late 90s for the CIA to even say they had anything to do with Martin Luther King's kill. You know what I mean?
This is what I'm saying, T, in Boston. This is what I'm saying. That's why I'm just, like, bump them both, because no matter who's in office, they always hit us with, oh, my hands is tied rhetoric. All the time.
Right.
Yeah.
But everybody else, that the squeaky wheel gets the oil when it comes to everybody else. But when
you said it. It's about like it's not even about sitting back seeing, you know, who's going to do what. Right. It's more about holding them accountable for what they've actually proposed. Right. I mean, that's the one storyline I think that's coming out of the last election and the campaign promises that the president actually made to his base. And the question is, did he deliver on those promises? you know. And the one thing I can say that I remember, you know, a mantra from that previous, you know, election was build that wall. Build that wall.
Right.
That wall was not built, folks. The wall was
That's
not
fact.
Built, right? And so regardless of how many partials, forget how many partials were established, right? The wall was not
the
built.
Trailer park.
So,
yeah.
You know, for such a huge campaign promise, right, it is about who's going to deliver. And when it comes to the Black experience and when it comes to implicit bias, and quality, diversity and equality, right, in this country,
okay.
Listen, we need to hold some folks accountable. We want our 40 acres, and we want the whole damn mule, right?
That's it.
If you don't think we want the mule, we want the mule.
We want it all.
We want everything that is owed to us at the end of the day. It is Decision 2020, and it's way too early to call, but we got some crucial battleground states tonight in North Carolina and Ohio and Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Virginia. Hey, when we come back, we'll keep the conversation going. We got Save James with us out of New York tonight, Madam CeeLo Boston out of Charlotte. This is Cap B.
So, look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling out a word today, I'm about to play sick. You ain't ever done it on the inner spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake shook. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. So, look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm out of play sick. You ain't ever done it on the innie in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shape shift. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. The way you move your body, sort of like a snake did. Ooh, girl, you ain't nothing to play with. Every time I get a piece of you, I savor it. I can't deny you my favorite. All I can eat when you catering. Can't get enough for your flavoring. Girl, you the best, no debating it. Ain't nothing left over, I ain't saving shit. I want it right now. Headlights special with the top down. They watching now, give them something to talk about. They can put on my shoe, but they can't walk them out. Shorty want Jimmy Choo, they cost a couple thousand. You ain't got it to get it, so what you talk about? How they play my position and know it hold her down. And every time that I eat it, I go a couple rounds. So, look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I want to taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm about to play sick. You ain't never done it on the innie in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake shift. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. So, look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm about to play sick. You ain't never done it on the innie in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake shift. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. Come around, they pipe out the nation. The mother niggas ain't this, they just make you buy brutalate you. Roll up, make some rest with the girl patient. You been naughty and I'ma give you a spanking. We got no sheets attached to relations. Been no talking, your inbox, they be hating. They don't know what we built, they can't break it. I want it right now, might not make it home, it's the lifestyle. Soon as I doubt that though, you getting piped down. Lights out, we ain't running up a wipe out. Calm down, baby, don't be hostile. Stop out, full of perky, never tap out. I'ma make you pass out, I'ma make it worthwhile. How you feeling like the first time? Trust me, I know how to work, man. So, look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm out of play sick. You ain't never done it on the innie in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake shift. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. So, look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble it, you go the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm about to play sick. You ain't never done it on the innie in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake shift. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. makes sense.
Decision 2020, that was Cap B Basic. Hey, check him out at officialcapb.com. You're inside the Social Lab team, Hyman Radio. We got a special guest hanging out with us, Save James, live out of New York. We got Madam CeeLo Boston live out of Charlotte tonight. And let me give you the rundown. It's all about the Electoral College tonight and points that the president and Biden are gunning for. Right now, 73 points belong to Biden, 48 points belong to President Trump, and it's way too early to call it. But we're looking at these battleground states tonight in North Carolina, Ohio, Texas, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and North Carolina, if I didn't already say North Carolina, I think I did. Florida is who I left out. All of these are up for grabs tonight, and Biden's not doing too bad.
Okay.
Now, yeah. Stabe said he knew that Biden taking New York was just – that was a given. I didn't realize that – Pennsylvania would have swayed as early as they're swaying towards Biden. After he talked about that fracking, you know, when he said something about fracking, I thought they threw a middle finger to Biden in Pennsylvania. But apparently they get it. Speaking of Pennsylvania, riots popped off this week after another police shooting of officers, 14 shots fired. And it's interesting because the perspective that I've heard, it aren't even really holding the police accountable for the interaction. They didn't have any alternatives. And based on the video we saw, guys, I didn't understand the 14 shots personally. I know he had a knife. I know he was lunging towards him. I know he seemed a little erratic, but I didn't quite understand the 14 shots. But this is certainly a topic in the state of Pennsylvania tonight. What are your thoughts regarding that situation that we all seen on video this week?
I think that the police are not who need to go out to these calls because they asked for an ambulance. And police came out. So if they told them during the 911, okay, this is what's going on, this is what we need, they needed a medical specialist. They needed someone who can deal with someone with mental health issues, not a police officer who's not trained. They're trained to subdue. They're trained to stop. They're trained to contain, and contain the threat. They're not trained to handhold anybody, you know. So I think that that's where the mistake happened. And yeah, what do you think, Sage?
The police aren't trained to deal with mental health issues. Bottom line, about a month or so ago, I found one of my boys I went to Morgan and Clark with from Cali got killed by police. He was mental health issue. He had mental health issues that we never knew of, and I guess it never really surfaced. So I had a chance to germinate and fester, and then surface the way he did in his adult life. But police just aren't trained well enough to deal with population that has mental health issues. Point blank, period. End of story.
Right.
They get what 6 months of training at the most. Just to deal with customer service style responses to irate customers.
Right.
And then they get a badge and a gun and discretion to choose how they want to handle stuff. And they get licensed to be jury and executioner. And the other point that bothers me about the whole thing, and it's just not just with this situation, but with situations like Eric Garner, Philando Castile, and George Floyd, about how these videos just circulate and they keep playing this shit to this. I'm sorry, I forgot you guys are PG-13 over here. And keep playing the videos to desensitize us and to create a narrative that this is how all black men get dealt with by police.
Right.
Right.
Is just the recurring theme that I get from all of this. And it's like, when is enough going to be enough for us to say, not just stop killing us the way you are, stop dealing with us the way you are, but why is the media circulating this as the rhetorical response to what police do when confronted by black men?
Right.
Yeah,
that's
like,
the narrative.
It's a narrative. It's a narrative.
That's the narrative.
That's on repeat. That's on repeat.
It's on repeat for every. We watched this man, Philando Castile, take his last breath on camera in front of his wife and his kids.
Right.
Because a scared ass cop was scared that a black man rivaled him with firepower.
Just telling him that he had a weapon.
Told him that he had it. And I don't wanna, you know, old dust or whatever like that, but
no.
I'm saying that to point to the example of the pattern. The pattern. It's all about the pattern of what they do to condition folks and to make it a believable narrative. So though, if a Martian landed today on this planet and he saw what led up to this election, his conclusion would be, oh, so whenever a black man, you know, gets confronted by police, they're going to get killed.
This is
right.
What happens. Right.
This
is
what
happens. Just based
normal.
On looking around at the culture.
This is normal.
Yeah.
This is normal.
Right.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. I mean,
so
then it fast forwards to Kenosha, where this man walks past the police with an assault weapon, and people are saying he's the one who just shot three people, but they're rolling past him, backed up, got out the man way.
Oh, you
the
know.
Man is at,
let's
you
not
know
forget
what I'm saying?
Boston. And let's not forget, he just got a bond put up for him. So they're going to raise the money to get him out because they look at him as a hero for defending his state line, going across state lines when the assault rifle killing some folks just to come back across state lines. They look at him as they revere him with
right.
an act of heroism with that. Follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a narrative.
So, Boston, you just mentioned something that I think – is a great segue right into the topic of weapons, the bearing of arms, right? Guns and how gun sales and how bullets have flown off the shelves. We could even find bullets at some point during the quarantine. But the bearing of guns, I've never seen so many people acquire licenses, including myself, to the point
mm-hmm.
where the request was backlogged. I actually
right.
went to get my I went to an appointment back in August. I missed my appointment and couldn't get another appointment until last week, which was October 26th. Now,
wow.
I thought I was doing something until they told me, sir, you can expect your license in about 3 to 5 months. What the
world?
Yeah.
How,
yeah.
What
the
scrap, are your son. Thoughts on the way licensing and gun purchases went through the roof? And I think we
right.
kind of know why, right? It's the state of America. Yeah. But what are your thoughts surrounding right. why gun sales just skyrocketed?
Because it's everybody's call to become to show their Americanism is in play. And that is what's part of being an American, is that you can carry a weapon and protect yourself and your family. But what you can't do is intimidate people with that said weapon. We had a guy here in Charlotte today that was banned from the polling place because he had a legal, it's legal carry here. And it was unconcealed. But after he voted, he stayed around, and people were like that he was, you know, intimidating them. So they first banned him, told him to leave, but no, he came back and ended up getting arrested. But I think that it's a call to we have to protect ourselves. We feel like we have to protect ourselves. And you know, we're at the age where we can go out and just purchase a weapon, you know, and we are at the age of having families to protect. So I just think that it's the American, it's the American thing in us, hence why we even have, you know, it in the Constitution.
Man, that's the American way, point blank and period. That's how they got this land in the first place, through them damn muskets.
Yeah. You know
so
what?
It's the American
bloodshed.
Way. Sure.
The
American
for sure.
Way.
Yeah, bloodshed for sure.
Yeah, that's it. That's all they know. And that's how they got to where they are today. And they've been respected for that for centuries. You know what I'm saying? They're not scared to, like you said, burn something down. They ain't scared to kill people or take babies out of stomachs.
Say,
you know, make an example.
But you keep saying they, right? You keep saying they, but I mean,
white people.
But I'm calling out. I mean, you're referring to white people when it comes to weapons. But I mean, I must say that this year, it wasn't just white people.
Yeah, I know.
Buying
I mean,
up the weapons.
Yeah, we added to the numbers. Yeah, we know we added to the numbers, and I think that's I know that's because the seat of president at the time right now has incited and exhumed so many closet racists and empowered them over these last 4 years with the rhetoric that he spits, non condemnation of domestic terrorist groups. So if you feel that the president got my back, you feel above the law, and you feel well within your rights to act out as they do. See what I'm saying? Like areas like where you at, Boston, I know you're heavily populated African American in Mecklenburg County, whatever like that. I know how that goes. But you take a step outside that county and, you know, things are night and day, damn it. You may even have some sundown towns not too far from you. You know what I'm saying? And T, I know where you at. You take a trip up 400 into Forsyth County and, you know, we may not hear from you no more.
Whole different ball game.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like when these people have been emboldened to the point that they're at right now, to where they claim
in
Trump country. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Where they claim in Trump country,
and they're
doing this. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and the thing about it is, and I was talking to my homie, and, you know, stop me if I'm getting too long winded, because y'all know how I get. I was talking to my homie early today, and I was kind of like, you know, shedding some light on what this whole ideology of white supremacy really is about. These clowns that's surrounding the Biden-Harris bus in Texas and stopping traffic in Jersey and Virginia, wherever else they're doing this shit like stuff like that. That's the manifestation of white supremacy. But the true white supremacy is the fact that the elitists, the 1% are 90% ownership of major sectors of education, housing, finances, and medicine. So if those are the facets that you need to sustain operational life in this country, and they're over all of those aspects, calling the shots, making the changes, adding to and taking away. That's the true white supremacy structure that needs to be challenged. These other clowns that's wearing hoods and stuff like that, if they not in Congress wearing a blue and red tie,
right?
Then
it don't matter.
It don't matter. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. They can say what they want to say to me. They could drive up and down the street waving their flags, their Confederate flags, and their Trump Pence 2020 Keep America Great hats. All of that. They're a manifestation of the idea, of the ideology that this country was built on. And that's the true form of white supremacy that needs to be challenged in the sectors of finance and banking, education, housing, job force and business ownership, and like I said, the hospitals of medicine. Now, if we can't challenge anybody with that, then everybody's spending their wisdom. We asking for the wrong stuff, yo. Bump this stimulus package.
Yeah.
Don't need another 1,200. You know what I mean?
No, we don't need another 1,200.
Give me 1,200.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And you raise an excellent point. Folks, if you just tuned in, you are in the midst of Decision 2020. If you don't know it's election night in America, you are lost. So you might as well
find
grab yourself off the bridge. Absolutely. Just to recap from the election news desk, ladies and gentlemen, right now it looks like President Trump has 54 electoral college votes and Biden has 89. He's leading in, he being Biden, leading in Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, North Carolina, Connecticut, and Colorado has weighed in with Biden leading right now. The president is up in Virginia, Florida, Georgia, South Dakota, North Dakota, and the votes are still coming in right now. A Sage just mentioned the emboldenedness or how the Trumpers have become emboldened. And I don't think it's just Trumpers, right? I think there's some folks who are who consider themselves to not be a Democrat or Republican also that has kind of jumped off the bridge with some of their concepts. Guys, what do you think about this whole new phenomenon of QAnon? Have you all even heard of QAnon?
What was that concept?
So it's a group of Americans who I'm gonna say are real far right in their thinking and in their approach. What they believe is that there are a lot of officials who are pedophiles, in that everybody's corrupt ultimately, and it's their responsibility to save the children, right?
Oh.
And so.
Okay.
Oh yeah. So when you get a chance, Google Q.
Nigga said, "Well, all right."
Google Q.
All right.
Google Q. When you get a chance, but more interestingly, there is a woman who represents this group who was just elected to the U.S. Senate.
Mm.
So my whole point. And going back to how folks have become emboldened, right? It's not just racism that has become emboldened, right? It's crazy concepts and it's fake news. And it's the fact that you can just kind of say what you want and people believe it without fact checking. And we see that right now because of what comes out of the White House via tweet every day, right? It doesn't have to be real in order for it to be received. And so, as we hold people accountable, right, we have to hold ourselves accountable and we have to hold one another accountable. But specific to our vote, ladies and gentlemen, the one thing Sabe called out, he talked about education and housing and banking and finance and jobs and small business, right? I mean, these are critical things that are going to keep our country moving forward in a positive way. But when it comes to who we put in these offices, again, the presidential election is great. We need a leader from a federal perspective. But the most in place locally, within your school boards and within your city councils, your mayors, your attorney, your state attorneys, your judges, the people who impact you every day, how are you holding them accountable? You should be getting something in exchange for your votes. What are we getting in exchange for our votes? We have to do a better job of accountability because
that's a great question.
Votes are important. The votes are important. And if I'm going to help you to get into office, Sabe started off the show, right? I mean, talking about it. I want to see what the person I voted for is going to do. Well, we can't just sit back and watch what they're going to do. We have to hold them accountable. What am I getting in exchange for my vote?
That's a fact. That's a fact. And that's my biggest and I'm going to say this about the whole voting process, right? I have nothing against it if it worked as it was designed to work. Okay, my, if I said yo T, I just moved to this neighborhood or whatever, come through, pull up. I'm, you know what I'm saying, you know, come to the crib. It's my apartment number, blah, blah, blah. And the first time you come to my crib, some niggas outside rob you. How you gonna feel if I say you'll come back through tomorrow?
Not gonna be
you
able
won't
to
wanna come back through. You won't. My first election that I voted for was the infamous 2000 election. And what happened? That joint got stolen.
Right.
And then I tried to put faith back in the system again in 2004. And what happened? It got quietly stolen this time. Second time around. Okay, G-Dubs backed his way into that. My confidence, while we were watching it happen. So my confidence was immediately shot on how this thing works. And as I did more research, you guys know from my old times doing TM Hyman Radio Live, I normally was the conspiracy theorist out of the crew. And I've been called that on many different fronts. But it's hard to be called a conspiracy theorist when a lot of times the stuff you claim checks out as factual information. So I don't know if that's called conspiracy or that just truth hurts. But the fact is that presidents aren't selected and not elected. And that's what I got from the George Bush thing. If there's an agenda that's going to be pushed and they need somebody to be the face of it, the higher-ups, the unseen hands, the grand puppeteers are going to pull the strings to make it be. All right?
Yeah.
And that's why with this whole scene of this election being built is just kind of comical to me. But the simple fact that they put this buffoon in the seat right here, for him to be such egregious with his wording, so partial with his rulings and with his judgments and stuff like that, openly, you know, fascist and racist, whatever you want to call it, openly, that it was such an egregious charge against American standards of diplomacy in that seat that we say, you know what, I'll take a dog's ass in a
president's
seat before I take him for another 4 years.
Right.
So what happened?
Yeah.
Now, with this push against him, number 45 is in his seat now, they say we'll take, and I've heard Democrats that are in city council, public seats in Richmond, saying we just want anybody in so we could pick our guy in the next 4 years, we'll pick our real guy who we want in it. What kind of plan is that? For them to hold that plan true to their calling, it's a perfect storm for some more nonsense to get slipped under our nose because we just, black people are so happy that we don't have an overt racist in the seat anymore that we'll just let anybody in that this ain't Trump and let them do whatever the hell they want. And we're safe. It's a new day.
Right.
We're on top now. What is the even playing field now? And to sweeten the deal, guess what we're going to do? Put Mama Bear in there as a vice president candidate. So I'm going to ensure that I get all black women. I'm going to get the guys from the HBC that take away from all the people in general. This is...
Hey, we losing you, Steve. We losing you, man. You're starting to fade out. Know if you're moving around. It's 9:50 on the East Coast, ladies and gentlemen. It's 6:50 on the West Coast. It is Decision 2020. And here's your latest update. It looks like President Trump takes South Carolina. and that brings him to 72 electoral votes. Biden, 89. Biden is leading in Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, North Carolina, Connecticut, and Colorado. Looks like the president is taking North Dakota, South Dakota, Florida. He's leading in Georgia and Virginia right now, and as I mentioned, South Carolina. It's an interesting situation. When you talk about racism, when you talk about police brutality, when you talk about Black Lives Matter in 2020, you're talking about some serious topics. What will the next president do to help us with those topics? What will the next president do to help us to curb COVID? COVID is on the rise in a major way, and the real heart of winter is not here yet, folks. We are getting ready to go back on lockdown again. Different parts of the world are already there as they're trying to curb COVID. We have a president that has had 10 super spreader events, and now he's back at the White House, and I'm sure he left a trail of COVID behind him the entire way. We need leadership in this country. We need leadership in this country.
You stupid.
And I'm not quite sure we have it right now. We had an opportunity, and I hope we did not waste an opportunity to make a difference today, because every vote literally counts. Clearly, the majority of America got it, and they got it early. I saw an exit poll right before we started the show, and there were a few questions. One of the questions was, were you already decided before you got to the polls? 93% of people already knew who they were voting for before they went to the polls. Good for you.
I certainly knew
who I was voting for before I went to the polls. But 7% of America did not to the polls. So I commend us, job well done, and breaking record on top of record on top of record across states. Texas, you really showed out. You really.
Well, y'all believe voting works? Y'all believe voting works for real? To like that to invoke change where it's needed on a national level?
I believe that the
concept of it works. You need full participation in order for something to really work, right? And truth be told, we have not gotten above 57% of participation in this country. The highest level of participation was 57%, and that was back in 2016. And so, you know, I believe in the process of democracy, but just as you spoke of people who have process, I understand why they have apathy. I discussed the conversation last night that I had with a friend on Sunday about, you know, him not believing in the process, doesn't believe in the process, was not going to vote, and there's nothing that nobody could say to change that. And I get it, right? But as a U.S. citizen, it's my right, right? It's a part of my liberty. And so, yeah, I believe in the process of democracy. But as you stated, right, I'm one of those people who used a whole box of tissue after the last election because I felt duped, right? I felt like it wasn't fair. But just because things don't appear fair doesn't mean that I'm not going to do my part, right? And that's how I contribute, and that's how I see it. And then as a leader, right, in order to tell other people what they should do, you know, I want them to follow the leader. I want it to be do as I do, not as I say. And that's just across the board. But, you know, corruption, check, right? You know, do I totally believe that it's fair? You know, not, right? And so, yeah, that's my two cents. But Boston, do you believe in the process of voting? I think that's a great question.
I believe, yeah, it is a good question. And I believe in it in the sense of, in the smaller scale of it for like the local. I feel like we make a difference locally. Large,
absolutely.
More so than than the larger, you know, than the bigger picture of going nationwide. But I think we make a big difference when we vote locally, especially for our district, and you know, knowing who what these council people stand for. And, you know, because it deems how much money, you know, our schools get, you know, what type of education our children will get, what type of transportation people have to get to and from work and school, you know, our roads, housing, things that, you know, that like we touched upon, you know, earlier, that were on the ballot this year. You know,
mm-hmm.
I know here in Charlotte there were bills on the ballot for streets, housing, and also I think for like neighborhoods, like specifically for neighborhoods. Now the only thing I didn't vote for was the one for the streets because, I mean, from what I know in my experience, they don't use the money for the streets in the first place. They use a portion of it. But if I say no to that, y'all can find another way to put more money into these other programs. But then again, that's just how I look at it.
Yeah, I'm actually like, with knowing that this is a republic country with a democratic style of government,
right.
It just, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, that's what it really boils down to. Like, you got to understand the schematics of the design. This is a republic country with a democratic form of style of government.
Right.
Bottom line. So, republic country means that the elitists pick who their leaders are. But they'll just do it in a democratic style so that everybody feels that they're involved in the process. I posted
right.
a video yesterday on my timeline that Van Jones is breaking down. Will there be a peaceful transfer of power or any kind of concession if Trump doesn't want to leave that seat? And, you know, lo and behold, there are loopholes and fine print in our great Constitution that still considers us 3/5 of a human being, mind you, that a president does not have to leave the seat if he doesn't choose, he doesn't want to, even after he loses the vote.
Right.
So I'm just waiting. I'm sitting back with my popcorn to see what's going to happen because I'm not, my gut is telling me that it's going to, the rabbit hole is going to get a little deeper for things to take its rightful shape. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think we all are sitting back waiting. You know, I mean, the president did finally come out and say, you know, that he would not play games. There's no reason to play games. I don't want to misquote the president. He said there's no reason to play games. And I laughed at that because, you know, what that implied was that there's no reason to play games with this, right?
Right.
But I can continue to play games, or I play games with other things. But there's no reason to play games here, you know, is what he said. But I totally understand what you're saying. But I want to go back to the initial question of voting and the process itself, right? I want to reemphasize that the most impactful elections are local. And how I know it works,
I definitely agree with that.
Locally specifically, because I've helped people to get into office locally in different parts of the country. And I know what the power of consistency and what the power of hard work does, right? Because, I mean, we've put Don Hester on the school board in Norfolk. We've put Don Hester on city council in Norfolk. We've put Kenny Alexander on as mayor in Norfolk, right? I mean, we put Yvonne Miller in state senate in Virginia. We've done some huge things in Florida as well. And so we know when we come together as a community, right, and put forth our work and our energy and our power, we know there's nothing that we can't really accomplish, even putting
That's
a black man such as President Barack Obama in office, because you can't tell me that it was the Republic's plan, right? You can't tell me it was the government's plan to have Obama in office. You know,
well,
they would have preferred John McCain that year.
That could be a topic for another show, brother.
But at the same time, I get where your thought process is going, and not as a conspiracy theorist, but as, listen, folks, you're in a corporate environment. If you're in a small business, when you're hiring somebody, when you're trying to get something done, when there's an objective, what's the first thing that you do? Well, let me tell you the first thing that most people do. Let me tell you what I do. I create a short list. What is a short list, TM? A short list is, who do I know who's qualified for this job who can get it done?
There you go.
Right.
I immediately create a short list. Most CEOs, most leaders, most business owners, most bosses who are trying to grow their teams and get something done, they create a short list. If we create short lists within our businesses, why wouldn't we create short lists for government offices? It's done the same way as business, right? So, I mean, I get the fact that a lot of people think that government should be handled a certain way. That's why Trump is in office right now, because we thought he was going to do business in America a different way. And lo and behold, he did just that. He did it so different, he just scared the hell out of all of us.
Hell out of everybody. Exactly.
Right? So what Sabe is talking about, folks, he's not coming out of left field, right?
It's not all crazy, strategic.
It's all intentional. No, my brother, I can actually say, you know, like 3, 4, 5 years later, no, you are crazy. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Thank you. I'm glad you finally came around.
Okay.
It took this long, but I'm glad we're here.
Yeah.
Listen.
Okay.
No, I mean,
grateful
at the end of the day,
always. You know,
I was having a conversation recently, and we were talking about 2020 and all that 2020 has brought about. But the word was exposed. All that 2020 has exposed.
Right? Pulled the skirt up on the
really,
line of shit. Sorry, PG-13.
But if we think back, it wasn't just 2020, right? That started happening prior to 2020, because the cancel culture did not just pop up in 2020. The cancel culture started with Harvey Weinstein a few years ago. And it hasn't stopped, you know, leading up to Jeffrey Epstein, right? And everybody in between that's gotten swallowed up.
Ellen DeGeneres,
it's about exposure. Exposure, right?
Right.
Folks, we've done some dynamic things over the past couple of weeks leading up to tonight here in the United States. We got crucial battleground states in North Carolina, Ohio, Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Texas, Virginia, and it's still way too early to call as votes are coming in. Listen, God bless the poll workers and people who are counting our votes and people who are protecting our votes and the people who picked up the ballots. And, you know, this has been a messy-ass process. But thank you for the work that you're doing to try to keep the faith of the people intact. You know, for those who have apathy towards this process, listen, I get it. I get it. And unfortunately, commend you for standing up for what you believe in. I just ask you, you know, to reconsider as we continue to plow forward, because the process is important. Our faith might be a little shattered as it relates to how people have handled this process, but the process is important. And so pick and choose, if you will, what campaigns or the things that you actually vote in. If you feel like, you know, it doesn't matter, I can tell you that it does matter. You know, maybe some things don't matter as much as others, but participate locally if you do nothing else. Participate locally if you do nothing else. Hey, we're back here
that
at Bar Night 9P. 9P, because, again, we told you last night, you know, a lot of y'all going to need some tissue. We got it for you. The crybabies are going to need some hugs tomorrow night. You know, we're here
white.
For you.
And
yeah,
I got edibles for those that's trying to make it all go away. I got edibles for everybody who's trying to make
edibles.
It all go away.
I got some BP.
Make it all go away.
Some muscle relaxers.
Make it all go away for a little while.
Hey, my brother.
Just don't get nothing from Boston's neck of the woods because you may quit everything you do. Oh, my God.
Listen.
You may quit.
Okay.
You may quit all your vices. I don't
something.
Know. Who the hell did you call that time?
Hey, save. Hey, say, tell the people where they can listen to you, man, again on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Yo, man, we right here on the same sister radio station, Blog Talk Radio. We do it big Mondays and Wednesdays, Music Mondays, that we do our reviews on our music that came out over the weekend. We just did the Busta Rhymes joint. You can check that out. We at Transmit Live from Mars, blogtalkradio.com/TLFM. My co-host, Jovi P. Midwest Z. We giving it to you all the way live from Midwest Nebraska and the D.C. area, and I'm up in New York City. You know how that go. Save James. Check us out. Transmitting live from Mars Blog Talk Radio. Big shout-out to T.M. Hyman Radio. You know, Madam CeeLo Boston, Scorpio Season's in full effect.
Yes.
You know, check us out, you know, for the next how much more time we got to run shit. I keep forgetting PG-13. We got about a good 20 days left to keep running. Okay, I'm just saying. I'm trying to stay true to the cause, bro. You know, I respect your platform. That's
you
all.
You have not done a good job at all.
I'm this is the form that I'm in when I'm on my show and much more.
I know that's right.
So I'm just comfortable. I'm
Love
comfortable
it.
Around my people.
Love that.
You gotta
apologize. That's all that matters, brother.
For my stumbling coming out of the block. I apologize for
it. Hey, it's all good. It's all good. For sure. Hey, folks, we are back tomorrow night. Hey, Sabe, I'm going to stop past one of these weeks, bro. I'm going to stop past to hang out with you over there.
We're on for an hour and a half tomorrow. To 10 Thursday. If y'all done at 10, feel free.
Hey, I'm going to stop past tomorrow. Soon as we're done, I'm going to come on over and hang out with you for a minute. Hey,
please do.
Ladies
we'll be
and gentlemen, you've been in the midst of Decision 2020. Again, thank you for your vote. Thank you for your attention tonight, folks. We're back with our tissue and our hugs for you. And then you
and
can head over and hang in the edibles, of course. And you can go hang out with Sage tomorrow night with us. Hey, we love y'all.
TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Stuff Radio Show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live.